PowerPoints tonight. This is going to be a debrief and interaction between us. And so I'm going to lead that. And so we're going to just take care of a few orders of business, get that out of the way, and then we'll move into our dialogue. So what I need to do is hand out to you, and I'll probably need some helpers. Starting tomorrow, and then there's the week next week. So there's two sets. You need both weeks. If you need both weeks, raise your hand. Well, read it. Find it. But then the second week I figured it out. All right. So here's what I need you to do. Here's what I need you to do. I need you all to be quiet. Okay, so here's what I need you to do. While this is being passed out, if you need your notes, if you need your handout, just keep your hand up and they'll come to you. But the rest of you don't start talking. So what I want to do is just briefly look over it together because I changed it. Okay? So just look at it. So at the top is still the reading of the word and prayer. So now we're adding prayer instead of just reading of the word. And we're going to go over that tonight. Meal ideas, then exercise time and strategy. What you should do is put, today I'm going to exercise, you know, at 10 o'clock and I'm going to do abs, or I'm going to do the treadmill, or I'm going to go for a walk, or, okay? So that's what that is. Then the spiritual focus points and imperatives. This is between you and God in the morning when you decide, when you go about your day, what is God requiring of me today? There's that section for you. And then some reminders. Continue to cultivate generosity. Reach out to my younger sister. Look for ways to witness to others and work on your service project. So this is a daily reminder. And I want you to remind yourself daily on these four things. Okay, some of you have already completed your service project. So what I would like for you to do is I would like for you to then now let this be a way that you can cultivate serving. So look for ways to serve others. So the service project was just a prompt to kind of get the ball rolling. But really, our lives should be ready to serve one another. And so that's the purpose for the service project. Or if you see something in our community, you know, I remember Pastor Lana, what did she do after every service? She picked up the trash. That was just built into her. So we want to start building some things into us that is just normal. This is our house. We have to take care of it. And if you notice that something is on the floor, pick it up and put it in the trash. Or if you notice that something isn't put away, you're not quite sure where it goes, ask the powers that be, okay? So we want to cultivate that. We want to cultivate serving, okay? And somebody clue Karen in on how to take roll. And I'll be calling on you in a minute. So our scripture memorization, we're going to finish up, we're going to finish up Psalm 27. So by this week, you will have memorized a whole chapter, Psalm 27. All right? And I hope that, you know, you're applying yourself to that. This is, of course, between you and the Lord and your care group. But let the word dwell in you richly. Okay, not just occasionally, but richly. And then the next week we'll start a different psalm. Okay? So then moving on. So care core interaction is different now. Take a quick look there. Cultivate accountability, relationship, and excellence. And it lists our meeting time this week. This is a spot for you to log. When are you going to meet with your care core? And where? And then our fast day is? And then our fast objective. What are you fasting for? Then the last line is witness and prayer targets. Who's on your heart? Who do you want to reach out to? Is it your neighbor? Is it your boss? Is it blah, blah, blah? Okay? And then the bottom part, I just kind of simplified it because seems like, to me, this is maybe better. Hopefully you guys can give me feedback which you like better. So core movements within. What's being strengthened or emphasized by the Lord in context of this week's emphasis? And what do I need to discard or change in my thinking? So that's important because, and that's where we are today here in this session, is we want to evaluate everything that God says. And he certainly says a lot. I mean, I feel everyone would agree that we are in a season, we've been in a long season of God speaking. There's no famine of God's voice. And we have so much of it. So remember that scripture that says, to whom much is given, much is required. And it's our responsibility. Cute hair. It's our responsibility to steward the voice of God, okay? And that's really important because if you have noticed anything about God, is he speaks in precept upon precept, from faith to faith, from strength to strength. He builds. God is a divine builder and a divine architect, and he's pretty darn good at it. And so if he said something to us 2 years ago, that means that can't be forgotten because he's building on that. And if we forget, then he has to go back and lay that foundation again. And if we're in a season of maturity, we don't want to be exhorted from the Lord like the Corinthians were. I wish I could give you solid food, but because of the dullness of your hearing, we got to go back to baby food. Come on, I don't want to lay again the foundation of repentance from dead works, right? So that's how he spoke to the Corinthians, and we cannot be found in that place, okay? So that's where we are today. We have to steward what God has said to us as Core 30, all right? So anyway, is this okay? Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. Sunday, November 20th. Is doubled up. You will have Sunday, November 20th twice. My mistake. I made quite a few of them in copying these off. I physically did it this time. Well, no, I'm just saying it was could have been much more efficiently done, but anyway. I saw a hand. Yes.
We don't have the components.
Yes, and that you will get that tonight. I have them right here. Okay, so let me give you some, now that we've gone through that sheet, did everybody receive a packet? Okay, so there's extra packets back there. Who is not here? Only Sadiqa, and that's it, right? Did I make too many? So Karen, did you get your packet?
I did.
Both weeks?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so somebody in Sadiqa's group?
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah.
Make sure that she gets it. Okay, Thanksgiving. Everybody find Thanksgiving. Flip over and find Thanksgiving. If you look over that page, you might find something interesting. That's all I'm going to say about that. Okay? All right, moving along. I feel like we're putting a baby this way. Okay. So remember I was debating whether on November 26th to have a session or to just do a service project?
Yeah.
Well, we are going to have a session. Okay. All right? So we're going to have that session. That will be our energy session. So everybody come with your jogging shoes on. No, I'm just kidding. The Lord will be speaking to us about energy, and He just gave me a glimpse of it. It's not complete, but it's beautiful. It's amazing. So I can't wait to dig into it and study it and see what God will give us. And then, whoa, okay, yes. Oh, I made another mistake. All right, find November 26th. Everybody find November 26th. It's a Saturday. And our session is NOC at 7 a.m. Thanksgiving weekend. Huh?
She just wrote the wrong time and place.
There's nothing on the 20th or the
26th.
The 26th. Frankie, why do you look confused?
Oh, because I thought next Saturday we would have it.
No, so we have technically 2 weeks break. And that's kind of strategic, and I'll explain that too. Okay? Yes, Shannon? Where will you be? Oh, yes. You can zoom in. Yes. By the way, Shannon is going in for surgery on Thursday. We're going to rebuild her insides. God has given her a resource and strategy for how to fix some long-standing issues, and she's very excited. And but she is going in under surgery, so maybe find Thursday in your book, and go ahead and jot her down. Thursday. This Thursday is the 17th. What time? A.M.? So 7:30 a.m. is her surgery. Jot it down somewhere that you want to be praying for her. You might even consider fasting for her this week. Okay? All right, so Thanksgiving. You found Thanksgiving. November 26th is corrected, right? So we meet at what time?
7
a.m. A.M. Where?
OC,
the OC. Okay. Long Beach people.
Yes.
Long Beach people. We have prayer November 23rd. Prayer night, 7 p.m. If you're not working, if you are not coughing up a lung, if you're not in the emergency room, be here and be lifting some load with the rest of the community. Okay? That's 7 p.m. It's not, I forgot to put that on your, in your thing. So, sorry. Can you find November 23rd, please? Prayer. Governmental prayer, 7 p.m. This is how they do it in Japan. Not 7, but 7. Okay. All right. So let me give you some information. Judy, your group is group number 1. Your group is group number 1. If you're in Judy's group, you're group number 1. Marcia Pettit, your group is group number 2. Cheryl, your group is 3. Catherine, 4. Natalie Piersma, your group is 5, group 5. Barbara, your group is group 6. Deja, your group is group 7. Monica, we got to figure out a younger sister for you tonight, wherever you are. You're not going home tonight until you pick a younger sister. And Maddie, I did not send you the list, so maybe we can do that really quick. Karen, your group is 8. Sadiqa and her compadres are group 9. Amara, your group is group 10. Carolyn, your group is group 11. Monica Williams, group 12. Alejandra, group 13. Karina Piersma, group 14. 14 groups. That's pretty amazing. Okay. Service projects. I've only received service projects from group 6, group 9, group 13. Only 3 service projects.
Question.
Okay. So, questions. Start over here.
We did ours last night.
Okay, so what group are you?
7.
Group 7, and what did you do?
We took care of Sophia, Sadiq, and Christine, who got deep, and okay. We took meals, at least 1 meal per week.
Okay, great. Okay, good. Service project completed. Continue to serve.
Oh my gosh.
Kuni. Yes. Group 11. Okay, so you guys are going to do... Okay, got it.
We've scheduled to go over to Carla and Virgil's house on the 26th.
Okay.
But we're going to do it anyway.
What group are you?
Three.
Group 3. So Van Meeberens. Excellent. Okay. Monica. But that's not a service project. That's refreshments. So it's 2 different things. So yes, we've had... Chelsea, what group are you in? Or... Karen, your group is group
8.
And you guys did, today is November 13th. Did you guys enjoy your refreshments?
Yes.
Group 8. Say thank you, group 8.
Thank you, group 8.
Okay, so we have November 26th covered. And then we also, we need refreshments for... December 4th, Sunday night. December 4th. If one of your groups wants to do that or collaborate. And if you don't know what in the world to do, I can help. I can help your group if you have a desire to learn to do that. I know it could be intimidating to try to come up with something for 60 people, but it's really not that hard. So if you want to do it, please let me know. Okay? Any other service projects?
Yes.
Group 6. Yes, I have you down. I have that down already. And was your hand up? Okay. Okay. So we have then 1, 2, 3, 4, five, six, seven, eight groups that have not chosen a service project. So TikTok. All right. okay. Another little comment, another little housekeeping comment. OC ladies, I'm not going to look at you. The next Sunday evening meeting on December 4th, you can't skip morning service and come to the evening service here. Because it, except for June is the only one that gets a dispensation and possibly somebody who's giving June a ride. Because for June it might be kind of hard to, whatever. You have the dispensation to do whatever you want. But the rest of the OC, you know, because this morning it felt quite empty. And so the women kind of gutted the service. And so you got to come to morning service there. And it is inconvenient, but it's the sacrifice that we get to make for this season, okay? So that's just a little side comment there, a little housekeeping. Okay, good. All right, so I've received all but two of the group reports. And there's one report that missed. That so, ooh, I sounded like Juanita there. Okay, all right, good. So I think that's all the announcements and stuff like that. Any questions so far? Any more questions? Yes.
Parker thought that we had to do something at the church and then take on another project outside of the church, but that's, I mean, not that we can't do both, but we're only required for one.
So, what do you mean outside of the church?
Well, because we were, actually, we had talked to Carla about helping her, but we also were going to take her around to the church and do something.
Yeah, if you want to do both, you... The requirement is one service project where your team together collaborates to serve the house of God, whether it's the physical grounds or a family in need or something of the sort. So one service project, and so that's quite powerful when people come together to serve, and it releases a lot.
Are any G2 rooms not taken yet?
I'll tell you in 1 second. I have that information right here. So the Reformers classroom has not been... Oh, that's what you guys are doing. Did I write that down? Hold on. I'm learning organization. How did I not write that down? Okay, so the report.
No,
so as far as, am I gonna have to like separate you guys? I don't know where, but I'll have to do it somewhere. The in the resource room, I started that room, and you could finish it, or you could in the resource room is the flannel graph bin. That's a big job.
I'll throw it away.
So anyone except for Rachel can take that project on. But you know what? There's a lot of stuff in there that could stand to be thrown away.
Okay.
But the flannel boards need a little bit of organization. The overflow room with the G2 stuff in it, which includes stuff from the school, that a lot of that stuff could be thrown away too. So that room makes me dizzy. You guys can help me set up a temporary classroom in the OC facility. I have to do that this week, though. So, anyway. Playground, the back parking lot playground and the front parking lot playground could use a good cleaning. The cobwebs, dusting, blah, blah, blah. Pantry, I don't think anybody wants to do that one because nobody's jumping at that. That's a lot of work, but that's there. Pantry painting, pantry organization. If anybody wants to reorganize the pantry, group six will assist them.
What? Either room with a bin.
The room with the flannel bin?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys want to do that one? Thank you. Group four. Group six is going to do the effect room, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So group four is the... Yes.
Resource room.
Oh, the Coxes, Gene Cox. Gene Cox said that when I asked them, "Do you guys need anything done around your home?" They're like, "No, we're good. Anything organized? No. Anything clean? No, we're good." And then Gene piped up. She goes, "You could do my garden." So flower beds. So if anybody has a green thumb and wants to bless them in that way. Okay. All right. We ready? Anyone else has a hand that they want to? Yes. Okay. So talk to me afterwards. Let's set up a date. It'll probably have to be. I would have to probably. We'll talk afterwards. Yes.
Is it limited to only that list, or can we come up with?
You can certainly come up with something else. These are just like suggestions that I could think of. Okay. Huh? Take care of my kids. Yeah. Okay. Good. Moving on. Okay, so I want to read a couple things from the group reports. And then I'll let you guys finish talking. Okay, so here's what I have in mind for tonight. This is what I'm looking for. All the groups have composed a report, and some of them, they're all just so powerful. And I was really blessed by hearing the reports from them. So I'm going to pick three or four groups. I'm just probably going to pick random numbers. And then whoever as a representative from that group would like to just briefly share something about the impact in your group or you personally. So let's share that a little bit tonight with each other. Okay, but I'm going to read a few highlights that stood out to me. So this Core 30 Plus thing that God has done has helped me to be closer to my sisters, and I'm so grateful and thankful for God speaking. Our commitment and building of our group is so important for this season we are in. It is our physical accountability to Him. I thought that was really interesting. It's a commitment, and we're building our group, and it's so important because it's our physical accountability to Him. I thought that was very good. Unity is a word that came up over and over again. Our groups feel like we have grown a lot in God. That was a common thread. Core 30 Plus is incredible grace from God. I agree. It's like we have been a sanctuary for each other. It's transforming my identity. The core is first and foremost my relationship with the Lord. Second, my relationship with my family, sisters, brothers in Christ. If these things aren't in order, I can easily be thrown off balance. The world will know that I belong to Christ because of the love of God that has shown through me. interesting. That is scripture. And when we reach out to each other in the love of God, it's a testimony and a witness to the world. So I thought that was really interesting. God has revealed so much more of himself to me in the last month, and it's because I have pressed in and tuned my heart and my ears toward him more. God is softening my heart. Love is welling up and beginning to overflow for others in a new way. The present emphasis in our group is closeness. This equates to closeness to God and also closeness to each other. And that has produced a greater capacity to love. So feeling closer to each other releases just more capacity to love. Making him a priority and letting people in. I thought that was really good. Setting aside busyness and distraction. It's incredibly powerful. Each of us pray for each other. Our prayer focus was based on an area that we have been struggling with. So I thought that was interesting. If we're struggling in an area, then the whole group begins to pray for that. I think that's just powerful, powerful. A heightened level of care for one another. God is breaking individuality. That's been long coming. Our journey is dependent upon our sister's journey. That was so good. Core 30 is teaching us how to thrive in kingdom life. And set priorities and an awareness of what's important between our flesh and our spirit. They both want to be prioritized. I love this one. Everything takes so much time. But in the conquering of that, getting over that, the interaction produced just this incredible closeness that it produced tears, and which I have not had this feeling for a long time within church friends. Love to God and my sisters carries me to be here today. I'm beginning to feel that this is the family I have been looking for forever and a day. No. I'm telling you, this is beautiful. We were following the program like a list of things we had to check off. But I have been more aware of how I'm spending my time and knowing that my time is the Lord's. And I'm giving my life to the Lord and allowing him to change me, mold me, and make room for him. So good. No gaps to cause division amongst us. We definitely are sisters. We are aware that this is the time for us to be engaged, and ingathering and harvest is here. We are to be ready. The Lord ultimately wants each of our hearts. I think that's the bottom line. The enemy attempted to attack our group. How many of you have felt like the enemy has tried to attack your group? You know, I wrestled with that so much, thinking, God, you broke the resistance. You broke the resistance. But what I realized was that the resistance, well, at least the sight that he gave me was that the resistance is broken in the spiritual realm for harvest, for bondages, for things that have been holding people from entering into fullness of life, in entering into the kingdom, entering into identity. Those things are the spoils of the war, and those things have been broken. We have shaken the heavens, but the activity was up in the heavens, but the enemy is still at work trying to trip us up in the little things. Right. So whether it's just little things. And so those things are the testings of our faith. And those things produce. So just because there's attack or resistance in those things of the flesh or those things of inconvenience or obstacles in that way, those things are meant to produce in us. But things in the realm of the spirit now have an open heaven as we come up into maturity. Heaven and earth can touch, and God's kingdom can be here, and God's will be done now. So that's kind of how I saw it. So that's why we welcome trials. We welcome the testings of our faith as friends. Come on, friend, teach me something. Train me, change me, mold me, make me new. Because if we're going to be compatible with God, we have to be more like Him. And He's not going to just, you know, we're not going to go to the day spa and be more like Him. You know, it's going to be, oh, I lost my ticket to the day spa. Or here, you take my ticket to the day spa. Those are the kinds of things that produce in us. So another one was, have a quicker response to the Lord. I have gained so much life through my fellow sisters. This time of discipleship has a lot of adjustment and correction. I'm hearing God's voice in all aspects of my life. I love this one. I'm happily stepping into my new identity as a woman of God. I mean, check please. There we go. I'm already seeing how my priorities in my life are shifting. Having 60 plus women going through this is a real testament to the timing of this process. I think that it's very significant that generally, the general number, 60 out of 80 women in our community are doing this. I mean, that's just God. That's just, we can just stand right here and stand in awe of God. Because it's not of the flesh by any means. I am the one who will jump up and begin to look for how I could do something, but God is teaching me His ways. That was so good. Good stuff, right? So let's hear from each other a little bit. I'll banter for a few minutes as you're thinking. Where's my group list? Let's do let's do group one. Group 12 and group 14. All right. Group 1, 12, and 14. So I'm going to give you 2 minutes to think about it while I go put on some chapstick because my lips are falling off. Okay, I'm back. All right. Group 1, 12, and 14. Who's going to go first? Is that group 1? All right, let's listen to our sisters. Okay, we want to hear each other's words and process. So who's going to represent?
Can we have two?
Yes, go. Have two go.
So, observer one.
Is this recording?
And I was listening to...
Talking to this.
I was listening to what you said, what everyone else is saying. And I thought, wow, mine doesn't sound close to that at all. Not that, you know, Core 30 is not bringing out good stuff in me, but I'm really struggling. And that's really hard because I feel like I'm failing. I'm trying so hard. I have so much stuff on my plate. I feel like when I move forward, I get more stuff added on. And I'm trying to juggle it. And I'm trying to manage my time efficiently. And I didn't realize how much sugar controlled me when I, when in August they told me I was pre-diabetic, so it's really good that I'm doing this because I have to get rid of that if I want to be, you know, healthy. I have to get everything in order before I get married, and I am hearing God more, and sometimes I don't think I'm as far away from Him as I think I am, but sometimes, you know, I go back and I'm like, oh, I am, like, I need to step up my game, and it's really hard, but I looked at it as, for me, I have a lot of schoolwork I have to do right now that I have to meet the deadlines, and I thought, I haven't been keeping up as much on my worksheets, but I think that I was thinking that, I have to think that those sheets are due at the end of the day, just as if I have homework due at the end of the day. I have to make sure I turn that in before midnight because I would do the same thing if it was for a school homework or project or something. So going forward, I felt like I was doing really well in the beginning and then stumbling along, and then I'm just trying to pick myself back up. And Megan told me that as long as I... pick myself back up, I'll be okay. And I was telling Jeff that I felt like I was failing, and he said, you can't be afraid to fail. And I was like, I was really hoping I was going to do well as he did in D90X, but I have to remember that I am my own person, and this is, as much as I think I'm failing, it's probably shaping me more than I think I'm shaping it more than I think it is. And I know that once I just completely give control to God over this, he'll completely rule it, my life. So sorry to be such a Debbie Downer, but I have to be honest.
How many of you can relate to that? Look around. Keep your hands up. Look around, Nicole. Look around. So what are we learning from this? When those feelings of failure come at us, what are we learning from this? How do we respond to that? Kelsey?
One of the things that I was thinking about this is, in the midst of, I think I've described this as, the spiritual unity that God downloaded into the women in the past several months, He's working out in practicality. And I've seen in groups where people want to quit and the rest of us say you can't. Right? And we're kind of reminding each other of the commitments that we made. And so while that applies to Core 30, I'm seeing that as our commitment to this community and to the Lord is like, hey, I know that you wanted to commit to this, and I know that you said this was important to you, and so we're not going to let you might trip and fall, but we're not going to let you totally quit because you're committed. And that's something that I think God's building in Core 30 in these disciplines and our relationships, but as a community, there is no more quitting. You know what I mean? You had your chance to get out. You're stuck. You know what I mean? I mean, really, in this news, it's like we're all here and there's none of us. And that's that proximity of us being linked together is like, it's important to me that my people don't quit. And so as we're all interrelating, then there, that's not really a choice anymore.
So good. Beautiful.
Well, I think that the core of the Core 30 Plus is not
the structured reading of the word or the structured meal requirements or the structured exercise time. The core of the course seems to be your relationships with the people God put you in the group. That you're here to fight each other's battle and to be transparent and honest so that if there's a need that needs to be resolved, we're all fighting for it. And that's what grows you in the love. So and that's what I saw. We need to do all these things, but that can't be the core of it. The core is the relationship he's building you, that I'm here and it's my responsibility to do things right because my sister needs me, you know.
It's beautiful. Any other response?
Just that I think, like...
Do you mind if you can stand? It helps amplify the sound in the room.
Well, like Chelsea said, I think... when I feel like quitting, or when I just don't feel like going to service, or when I just feel like staying home and, you know, just sharing with my family or going on with my life like before city, I always just come back to the fact that I love the Lord, and I can't imagine my life without him. And I know the Lord is here. And this is where he planted me. So even when I fail or when I don't do a good, I have a terrible week, I always see it like there's always another Monday and I can start the week again, you know? And there's always another Monday and I'll do better next week and I'll do better. And I've just felt that until now that my path is wherever the Lord takes me, no matter how many times I fall in that path, towards him, there's no other path. It's just that one. Mm-hmm.
So powerful.
For me, Core 30, well, I have so many thoughts, so I will ramble. I apologize in advance. But Nicole, you're obviously, as you saw everyone, a lot of us raise our hands. You're not the only one that is struggling. I was actually just sharing with Selah how bad I'm struggling and how I feel that sometimes I feel so, like Pastor was saying, the Holy Spirit, you know, is close to us and then it goes so departed. And sometimes I feel that way and I'm just like, God, I need you. Don't forget about me. And sometimes I tend to give more attention to work or to other responsibilities because, you know, that's just my primary focus. But I love what you said about at the end of the day, turning in that worksheet and no one's watching you. I'm not sure if you'll ask for them. I don't think so. But at the end of the day, God knows your heart. And I strongly believe that he knows your heart. And the fact that we're standing here in community and we're sharing with one another with the struggles that we're encountering, it's beautiful because now we'll all carry each other in prayer and know that maybe we felt alone and maybe for me I was embarrassed to tell my group I'm behind on my worksheets and I was sharing that with Selah right now how stressed out I am and I constantly feel like I'm catching up with my readings and you know it's just so stressful but it's honestly a beautiful thing that you brought that up because now we can all carry each other in prayer and we can share you know, that additional struggle and trial, and let's welcome that with honor, because it is an honor to struggle together in the path that is going towards the Lord, and we can lift each other up. I know that you just got engaged. I know the stress, and I'm sure Chelsea can relate. So... But just know that you're not by yourself and you don't have to carry all of these stressors and ways on your shoulders by yourself. You have your core care group, you have us, you have more than 60 women here. I mean, this is Pinterest in a room. but most importantly, you have God. I remember oftentimes when I was getting ready to, you know, just planning my wedding, I would talk to Pastor Chris and say, or during our premarital classes, and I would just sometimes cry and, oh my God, nobody understands me. This is just getting out of control, and because you just want everything to be so perfect. But at the end of the day, what Pastor Chris and Pastor David always told us was, it doesn't matter. You're marrying the love of your life, the man that God put in your life for you to just share life with. And the fact that you are here and that you're going through this process and you're putting God in the center of this is a gift in itself. And whether the flowers are the right color or not, it doesn't matter. And you'll see that. But just know that you have all of us here and we're all going through a lot of the same struggles. And if you need any of our help, I'm sure everyone can raise their hand to say that they're here to support you. So, yeah, those are my thoughts.
That's good. It's beautiful. See how much wisdom there is in this room? Yeah, so thanks for making it real. Because it's true. And inside of that, we have to remember that it is God trying to teach us something. So we remember how Sister June said we got to find the thing within the thing. The surface issue is just surface. But there's something beyond that that God wants to get at. Beautiful.
Okay, so as she was reading over the different reports, a lot of it kind of matched my report, so some of it may be a repeat, but I had kind of just started off, well, when I sat down to write this, I had a really hard time, like, figuring out what I wanted to write, because I feel like there's so much that's gone on. I was, like, kind of just sitting there sorting through it, and I kind of narrowed it down to a couple of things. So, like people had said, relationships within the core group has been a huge, significant change for me because I am not a very open person. And one of the things that I really felt that God was doing was just breaking down the walls around my heart and just kind of teaching me to love people and open up, even though I've known pretty much all of them most of my life. So, I don't know why I was still having a problem with it. But and then kind of the other thing, so like there was the relational aspect and then there was a very physical aspect where obviously I think most of you can relate. I've really kind of conquered my addiction to sugar and caffeine and just kind of that and I was kind of just realizing that I was being changed even like with caffeine. I think my addiction was fear of not being able to be productive, so it was really hard to give up because I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to, you know, get up in the morning and go teach and all of that. And just kind of that went away and I was like, oh, look, like, you know, I can still function without caffeine. But in the middle of writing that, I kind of was hit by something and it was yesterday morning before breakfast and I was like, go on, eat without me. And because I really felt God give me kind of a picture or like something that related back to an Unleashed session we had had a few Unleashed sessions ago about new wineskins and new wine. And I, like, even in the middle of my caffeine and sugar rant, I, like, stopped and I went down to this because it kind of just, like, hit me. And I was just kind of thinking about there have been a lot of physical changes, but that's kind of impacted my spirit, and I hadn't even realized it till I was typing this up. And just that, you know, we had talked about, you know, how we all know the verse where we have to, we can't put old wine into new wine, or no, new wine into old wineskins. And I kind of was hit by the idea that in Core 30, I feel like God is transforming me into a new wineskin and that the new wine can go into it. And I just feel that there has been a release of so much new wine with just like, you know, the GGP and then even the teachings on the Holy Spirit and then all of our teachings we've had, plus the reading of the Bible. And I like felt like God was giving me the capacity to hold that new wine in this process. So not that it was all easy or that it's done, but just that we're being made into new wineskins so that we can hold all of this.
Beautiful. How many of you feel like you have a little bit more capacity for the things of God than you did 30 days ago? Yeah, just a little bit more. That's all God's looking for, his movement. We haven't arrived yet. Not yet. Good. Good. Group 12. I was hoping it would be you who shared.
All right. Well, I guess we have Elsie in my group and Patricia and June, my grandma, and then Cooney was in our group for the first couple of weeks, and then Cooney had heard from the Lord that she needed to be put into a different group, and so my group definitely was like, okay, like, you know, we had an open heart and said, you know what, we've enjoyed our time with you, we've gotten to know you, but we're going to send you to your new group and hope that God has something wonderful planned for you and for your new group. And so then the past couple weeks, it's just been us four. And I feel like the four of us are really independent women, strong women. But as we come together in our group, we're very vulnerable with each other. We're very honest with each other and about our journeys. And so, like, if we do need help with something or we need prayer, that we're not afraid to say, hey, you know what, I need prayer for this, or can you be thinking about me during the week about this? And I do understand the stress of being engaged and wedding planning, because I'm also wedding planning. But also, I mean, my fiance and I, we were supposed to get married this past July, so we've decided to put it off until next year. And so if you feel like it's too much, it's okay to say, you know what, it's too much for me. I can't handle it. I was going through my first year of teaching. I took a job in Alhambra Unified, so I was driving an hour and 45 minutes one way. And sometimes I would have to stay late because I had a meeting, or I would have to do my induction meeting, which is I have to clear my credential through the state of California. So this year will be my last year of doing that. And it was too much for me. And so I was scared because I didn't know what everyone else was going to say, or, oh my gosh, you know, they're not getting married. But at the end of the day, it was a good thing. I have more time to plan. I still have my fiance. So, and I've learned a lot through it. And I also, feel like in our group, we've, become stronger as women, not only in our faith, but in our daily interactions with each other. And we're also continuing to build the kingdom through our group, but also when we pray, Patricia always reminds us to have, like, family as a prompt for the whole community. So we're not just praying for our specific families, but we're praying for your different families as well. And their struggles or praises that are happening. Do you guys have anything else?
The word that stood out to me as you were speaking was too much. You know, God has a way of giving us too much. And then yet, what does his word say? He will never give us more than we can handle. So for us, it's too much. But in his perspective, it's not more than you can handle. And somewhere in that process, something changes. Something shifts. So when something is thrown at you and it takes you off balance, you're strengthening your core. Because God wants to be able to pivot on your core. God wants to be able to put something in your lap and say, I need you to do this. And you've already got a full schedule. But, you know, the boss comes and lays something on your desk. This is ASAP. I need this turned in tomorrow. How do you do that? You somehow have to readjust, reorganize, reprioritize, stay up till 3 a.m. Whatever it is that God requires has to then become priority, right? He's the boss.
This Core 30 has really put me through a huge transition. I don't struggle with the things that some of you ladies struggle with. My struggle is people. People getting close to me is like kryptonite. No, but God has been chiseling. I've been in the church for a long time, and this is the first thing that I've ever said, you know what, I'm going to join. And when I set my mind to it, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it all out. That's just the type of person that I am. But God has been really working on me as far as letting people come in and being vulnerable. And if I never joined this, I wouldn't have only been the only fabulous person in this room. My group is fabulous too. Who would have known? I wouldn't have known, because I would have never engaged with these women the way that we're engaging now. And so when things go wrong, well, first of all, God has been teaching me just be still, because I'm like everywhere and never where I'm supposed to be as far as with God, but I'm everywhere else except being still. And this not watching TV, not that I'm a real TV person anyways, but because I couldn't do it, it has really made me just come home and be still and reflect, because I live alone. So I can't say, hey, watch TV with me. Who is going to do that? So I was forced to be current on my readings and do everything that I was supposed to do. So because I have nothing else to do. So for me, it's just to receive the love that all of you guys have to give me. And it's really interesting, because although we did pick the groups, we didn't pick the groups. God designed this. There's somebody in each group that we have to learn something from. So we're chipping away like, Lord, really? Like, you're funny. But the Lord has really, 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 really did a lot in my heart that made me at the end of this thing like, wow, you're more amazing than I even knew. Like, even I even look at life differently, because I'm a coach and I even address my students differently now before I started this, because I always say, Lord, what if you would have gave up on me? What if you would have gave up on me? Or every time I did something and you never knew how to forgive me, where would I be today? Because I don't know about you guys, but I know I'm not perfect. But I'm just saying, I have really, really learned way more than I ever thought that I would even get out of this. Because I was like, I am not doing this. And then my mom's like, you just can't keep on taking and never giving. You have to give. Because God is only going to set you at a certain point if you don't know how to give. So that's what I'm learning from this.
Good job, Karen.
And see, I even came to life.
And she came to life.
It's pretty darn good. So you're fabulous, just not perfect. That's a really good description of everyone. So what I heard inside of Karen's comment was value, finding value inside of community, inside of each other. And I remember when we had our prophetic words and I had the privilege of processing all the single people and sitting down with each one going over your prophetic word. I was like, oh my gosh, the resource, the value, the treasure that God has deposited in earthen vessels. And you know, we know that scripture, how there's this treasure in earthen vessels. But when you see God's perspective and how he puts us all together, I was floored. I was like, oh my gosh, it's just amazing. And I just, I shifted in my view of each one of you, yeah. of each one of you. And God just gave me this just massive love for all of you. I can't describe the love in my heart for all of you. Yeah. So when I sign my cards, much love to you, it's real. It's not just a sincerely Christiana. It's real. That's beautiful. Okay. Let's just go a little deeper. And we're going to take just a few more comments. I'm going to take one question from conviction. One question from
organ. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Karen jumped in.
Oh, I thought you were.
No, I'm so sorry.
All right.
I just really want to hear from you,
Fernanda. Thank you.
Okay. For starters, I probably have the coolest girls in my group.
Looking at how we started to where we are, I met with them for lunch today, and it was the most beautiful thing to see how when we started our group, we didn't even know each other. And to look at how far we've come, like, that was so beautiful to see. And I love what you said about this love, because it's not our love or human love. It's kingdom love. Mm-hmm. It's love from him that he puts inside of us, and it pours out and it touches others. And, you know, like, I can look at you guys and, like, my heart, like, physically, like, bursts. But one of the things that we've been kind of talking as a group is having sight of his purpose over our flesh in the moment. And it's so hard to say no to the sugar or the caffeine, but having sight of him and his purposes above it allows you and gives you the strength to say no and to not give in or to awaken the beast that's craving the sugar. And I think one of the most powerful things about having these girls is it's physical accountability for our commitment to him and what he's requiring of us in this season. I don't know. It's just been amazing. Like, I've never seen God or touched God in the way that I have before. And you think, it will end, you know, like, maybe we'll see, but it doesn't. It just keeps coming, and he just keeps pouring in every morning. When you wake up and you read the Bible, it's more. It's more of him, and that doesn't leave you, like, satisfied. It makes you actually crave him even more and more. That's kind of it, I guess. I don't know.
Wow. Well, that's beautiful, isn't it? Rebecca, is that beautiful? Are you being impacted right here?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to... All right. I think we've already touched on all those things already, just in the comments. So that's beautiful. Is anyone else itching to share? Okay. So let's take Laura, and then Deborah, and then we'll close it up with the last thing.
So kind of along the same line as everybody else is. You know, I was one of the ones who raised my hand because I was struggling. earlier this week when our group met, I told them, you know, I'm really struggling with obviously the worksheets. And I said, you know, it's as much as it's supposed to be a tool to help us, it's not necessarily a requirement. For me, it needed to be a requirement. So this week I made it a point that every night I finished my night by filling out my sheet. And it was, I found that this week God decided to challenge me, because every single night this week I was with at least one person from my group. Mm-hmm. Monday I went out to Redlands with Deja. Tuesday Renee had her group over and Sabrina came and hung out. Wednesday we went over to Amanda's house. Thursday Megan had her girls over. Sabrina was over again. Friday was life group. Yesterday we did our, we took care of Sophia and stuff. And I just found that, of course, we sit and talk for ages and hours on end. And it was one of those things that I was like, I still have to go home and fill out my sheet. And I found that I was so overwhelmed, I didn't know what to write down. Because I had had so much life just overflowing that I was like, what am I supposed to write? And I found that I struggled with that. And then I realized I'm not supposed to write down what was touching me, because obviously I was filled with love and life for the girls and for the process. But it was, God, what did I interact with? What were you speaking to me through the interactions? And it was really just the overall sense of his love comes from him and from the people we spend our time with. Mm-hmm. Because I did have one of my friends constantly going, when are we going to hang out? When are we going to hang out? When are you going to make time for me? And when we did hang out for a little bit, I told her, I said, this is my life, spending time with these girls. As much as I love hanging out with you and we're good friends, I really feel like this is where it is. So if I'm not there all the time, it's because of church and stuff like that. And so she was constantly like, well, church is taking over your life. And I'm like, no, church is my life. Yeah. Because that's what this is. So I found it really encouraging. And I look forward to the next 20 some odd days that we have. And we're actually talking this morning because we meet every Sunday morning for breakfast. And we're like, what are we going to do when we're done? Like, can we still meet? Can we still just get together and have breakfast and talk and stuff? So it's exciting to kind of see what else we have to do.
Oh, I have plans for you.
Oh, I know.
Good. It's beautiful. So much life. Are you receiving life?
Yes.
Well, God has it for us.
I hear all the stories, and they touch my heart.
Wait, you have to speak a little bit louder.
A little bit louder. All these stories I can relate to, and they really touch my heart. But honestly, what I've gone through with Carolyn and now Cooney, I kept saying, I'm further from God than I've ever been in my whole life. Mm. And I was angry, and I was frustrated, and I go, how can this be happening? I don't hear him. Everybody else is writing and journaling and all these other stories, and I'm just going, how can you be so far away? He said, be still. Deborah. Because everybody knows how silly and social and all of this that I can be. But there's just a wall that I've had. So with feeling that, God has spoken to me through Carolyn and through Cooney. As a result, not only the bonding and relationship that we are building, but I feel closer to God than I have in a long time.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Today is our debrief session. And debriefing is looking at all that has happened and summarizing it and bringing it to pass. And inside of every comment tonight, I heard conviction. I heard women speaking with conviction. We saw how lives have been reorganized and restructured because of the demand placed on our life. And the relationships that are being built are something that will last forever.
Yes.
And so conviction, organization, and relationship are the first three components. And so we have yet to hear about energy. Energy. How do we have the energy to carry the purpose of God? So stay tuned. Chelsea, you're going to be in Dubai, so you have to hear it when you get back or on your flight. What? When are you leaving? Okay, so find Monday and be praying for Chelsea Monday through Saturday. So Monday, not tomorrow, the following. When you have your Thanksgiving break. Okay. All right. So, look, here's our next 30 days or 20 days or whatever is left. This is going to be part of the beauty of what God is going to do with us. We are now doing the reading of the word and prayer. And so I'm going to give each of you the components of ordered prayer. Many of you should be familiar with this already. But what I would like for you to do with this is in your daily, after your daily reading, in your time with the Lord, I want you to find one or two things, not the whole, because it's front and back. So you're not praying over all of this every day. But what you do need to do is read over this, the whole thing, so that you are familiar with it. And then every day, say, Lord, what do you want me to pray for? And then pick one thing, maybe two, that's standing out, and pray into that. And then instead of the worksheet, this is your worksheet. When you come together in your care corps for your group meeting, this will take your time. You're going to talk about what did God emphasize? What did God highlight? What's on your heart? How are you praying? And then you guys are going to pray together. You're going to pick one thing, maybe two, or one category, and pray through it. And you're going to pray together and let God develop your prayer life like never before. Okay, so this is going to be the next component of don't make it complicated. Let it be from your heart. Okay, let God speak to you through it. So that's going to be then the prayer. And if you would like, I can just email it to you so that you also have it in your file just in case your dog chews it up. My dog has been chewing up paper. Passing that out. So we have 2 weeks now that we're going to gear up for. There's no meeting in between. And so I want us to go into these next 2 weeks pressing through with great faith. With great faith. Just set your mind in faith. Now remember what faith is. Begin to dig up inside of your own heart. What is faith? What is my faith all about? What do I base my conviction on? All of that stuff. Begin to dig into it because you're going to be pressing through with faith. So begin to ask the Lord, faith. Define faith for me, God. Make faith real to me. How do I step out in faith? How do I pray in faith? And so on, okay? So let faith be one of the focus points of these next 2 weeks. And then he who has ears to hear, let him hear. How many of you read that this week? So we're in the book of Revelation. And we're going to be finishing Revelation, and then we're going to be doing Isaiah. So Revelation and Isaiah, and those are the last two portions of scripture that we're going to be reading. So the words, "He who has ears to hear," really stuck out to me. All of these things, God wants to recalibrate our ears so that when he speaks, we can hear him.
Yeah.
So stir that up in your spirit. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And I thought this would be kind of great to end with. I'm going to set this up. I played this for Pastor Kopp this morning in the car, and Megan, I might need help. But it's interesting. He said, you know, we don't have a corner on God after he listened to this, because everything that this one thing, everything inside of this thing that I want to play tonight is exactly what God is saying to us. It's exactly what God is saying to us. And it's connected to the song that we sang tonight, Here Is in Heaven. So, Megan, I need help. So let's go. Is it on? Is it dead? Does it need power? It charged through my...
Yeah, so it should be this.
Should I play it through my laptop?
Oh, here we go. Turn it up on your phone.
What happens on the mountain can't stay on the mountain.
Aaron.
Been here. Has to get there.
Wait.
What happens on the mountain can't stay on the mountain. What happens here has to get there. And God's delivery system is called faith. A little bit of faith. A little bit of faith. There are some things in our lives and in our community and in our city that by the power of the Word of God and by the power of our worship are about to move from here to there. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? In fact, I feel like I want to set an atmosphere and we want to see some things move tonight. In the presence of God. Come on, how many of you are ready to make a move? We're moving. We're moving. We're moving. We're moving from death to life. We're moving from darkness to light. We're moving from defeat to victory tonight. Somebody's crossing over from shame to grace tonight. Somebody's moving from fear to faith tonight. Jump up on your feet. Somebody's moving from sorrow to joy tonight. Move now. Move now. Move now. From dread to expectation. From bondage to freedom. From mourning to dancing. Now.
set these next 2 weeks, Lord, before you, God. By faith, oh God, we enter into new positions and new postures of faith, oh God. And we declare that what you have laid hold of, Lord, we are going to activate by your Spirit, oh God. We're going to stand in a new place, oh God, a new place of activation, God. A new place of faith, a new place of conviction, a new place of ordering our lives correctly, oh God. A new place of relationship, oh God. We come with expectation from your hand, oh God, from your heart, Lord, knowing that you are working deep within, oh God. This is the way. We are going to walk in it. We're going to walk in it according to your word, oh God. Jesus, we set our hearts that way. We set our hearts that way, oh God. This is who we are, oh God. This is who we are, oh God. Continue to build us, Lord. Continue to build us, oh God. Lord, all those things that feel off balance, God, teach us to bring them into balance. Teach us to find our core. Give us core strength, oh God, so that we can stand, oh God. We do that by faith, and by faith we stand. We stand on your promises. We stand on your word. We stand upon each other, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Bless each one tonight, oh God. Multiply our time. Multiply our strength. Multiply, Lord, the hearing of our ears, oh God. Lord, we posture ourselves to have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. And we understand, Lord, that it's by your anointing. It's by the Spirit of God. And so we give ourselves even more to your Spirit, Lord. Continue to teach us, Holy Spirit, and take us from here to there, Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
In
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Give your sister a hug on the way out. And have a wonderful 2 weeks. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your families. Continue to strengthen one another.